Beginning Gemara Daf Masechtas Sukkah Daf Hey. Beginning with Aleph. Beginning Teres Matza. Beginning with the Gemara Yud and Hey Malmala. By the Tzitz you had the Yud and Hey of Hashem's name of the Kodesh Hashem. You had it on the top row. Says Teres. Says by the way, question: how could we even mention this Yud and the Hey? Alpha Bisha Yud and Hey Shem Gomer is actually a complete name of Hashem. So Taisus is forewarning. He says, "Ein zal heger shem beis yisav." This is not considered enunciating God's names with letters. In maskish the yisav, we mention as the Tan is mentioning the yud and the hey, kiven the ein maskirim l'shem shem shom, because he's not mentioning them as a complete name, because it's only from the yud ke vav ke. So although yud ke itself is a name, but that's not in the context of mentioning it. But that's not considered heger shem beis yisav. But more says Taisus, heger shem beis yisav. This halacha of not enunciating the name of God in its letters, Pish Bekundras, Rashi explains, Shadarish Oisi Shal Shem Ben Arbaim Mishtaim. It's specifically if he's expounding the letters of Hashem's 42 letter name. But says Taizvab Bekin, even so, Nisaran Bechal Hashemis, we are careful with all names not to enunciate them with the letters. Next, says Master, begin with the Gemara, Kodesh Lamin Mulmata. Like we said, the Yud Hei was on the top and the Kodesh Lam was on the bottom. Says Taisus, Yesh Mefarshim, that those who are explained Lamata underneath means Mamish, Zelamal Mazet, one on top of the other one. So Yud and Hey was on the top, and Kodesh Lam was underneath that word. Which Taisus says, well, it's not logical, it's not how you read a first word underneath the second word. Yesh Lefarish, rather, says Taisus, you should explain Zesh Likeneged Zeh, that means one not opposite the other, which is Kodesh Lamed Betchila Shita Tachtoinim. The word Kodesh and the Lamed is in the beginning of the bottom row. B'shem and God's name is B'seif Shtilyan, is the end of the upper row. And you can read it going forward. That this border of the Shulchan was beneath the table. Which Chayes brings a machlekes with Rabbeinu Tam, how to explain what does it mean Maskarta Lamato. And Chayes explains the general rules of Pshutei Kli'etz, of a non-receptacle wooden vessel, regarding if it's mekabel tumah and if it's biblical rabbinic. Which Tzitz is bothered by a question: how could you learn out the thickness of the kapiris, which are tefach and meskeres? The Gemara asks, "I meskeres is hechshikli." So the Gemara says, "No." As our Tzitz Masel brings, the meskarta was on the bottom. Says Tzitz Masel, "Can something from over here till today that according to this opinion." That's obviously what the Gemara is coming to answer. That the border was not considered as a preparatory element of the vessel. The reason is, L'hoysa mezgeres v'shulchan. Because the mezgeres was not on the table as if it was machshir the shulchan. Rather, it was on between the legs, towards the top of the legs. And b'daf ha'shulchan menachas aleha. And the border of the table was on that border. Now, so it's obviously, so that's not the way Rabbeinu Tam explains. Because he says, L'mandam l'mata, according to this mandama that says that the mezgeres was beneath the table, he says, Hayisim mechuberes nam b'shulchan, said that it actually was connected around the board of the table. It just was beneath it. And the reason why he says this is Mishum Dekashle. Because the Bantam is bothered. Now, if you're going to say that the board of the table was not with any border, so then, this is the Rabbi Yechon that says, according to one that says that the Mizgeres was beneath the Shulchan. So, Tavla HaMesapech HaStimea. So, if you have a board that has no receptacle, rather it's smooth on both sides, and you could turn it on either side, which is similar to the Shulchan in the Mikdash, you see that it could be Mekabel Tumah, because you learn that out from the Shulchan. Now, Ben Tam is bothered. He says that if you're going to say that the board of the Shulchan didn't have any border, and the Tavla Mesapech as Mekabel Tumah means to say because it's smooth on both sides, like we're explaining. So it comes out that Pshutei Kli'etz, a vessel that has no receptacle, is Mekabel Tumah. Problem is, we don't find a biblical Tumah for a receptacle that does not have a receptacle. By Kli Shetef, the one exception is regarding only those that are fit to be sat on, like a bed, a chair, a bench, where you have Tumas Medras. That's where you have Tumas Mes. Now, it sounds like that by general board of a table that does not have a base kibble, that you don't have Tumas. And so to prepare Kamechas Abayis and Babasav Samavam and Avgab, Dapshal Nachtoimen, regarding the board of the bakers, which is where they put the bread, maskina, the Gemara concludes within the Gemara's discussion. Smooth wooden vessels are different. The Rabbanan, that it's only a rabbinic tumah. So rabbinic tumah proves that obviously you see that a board that does not have a base kibble does not have a tumah deraisa. And but it's not logical to say, so that those Gemaras are only according to the one that say that the border was above. So according to the mandama, yeah, the shulchan is makabel tumah of the base of Mikdash, that was only because it had a base kibble. That's what it's tumah. But you're right, a board of a regular table that does not have a base kibble is going to be tar. Says rabbinic tumah, no. Because de la hu nami, for that also, that you could ask according to him also, is a board that could be flipped over either way, is that tummy or not? Well, according to him, can't learn from the shulchan that's tummy, because the shulchan is not a tavla mesapeches, because it has a base kibble, so then it's still a problem. Why doesn't the Gemara Bukhari say that there are certain types of vessels that don't have a toich, and even so has a suffix of tumma, so tumma basa? Why does the Gemara say so obviously that all pshutik leitz anamakabu tumma? So therefore, toich kach, toich rabbein tam, never rabbein tam was pushing to say, dilmandom, miskat dilmato, he's according to the one that says the border was on the bottom, hoyla beis kibul mulmato. Yeah, it had a receptacle on the bottom, vahayna misapeches. And this is what we're saying, that if it turns over, it's going to be a tummy, meaning shemoisa misapeches, that if it could turn over, hoyla beis kibul milmala, then it would have a receptacle on the top, because you could turn it upside down. Well, the kach tmei, a tfei mishab shudik leitz, oh, therefore it's going to be tummy more than other smooth vessels. According to Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, the daf of the shulchan that doesn't have a toich, it's not mekabel tumah. It's only over there where you could flip it over and it's going to have a kli kibul, it's going to be mekabel tumah. Now, however, so it says, so this is not possible. It's obvious from our Gemara over here that the Mizgeres was not around the board of the table, because that's what the Gemara is answering, to say that it's not a Hechsher of Kli of the Shulchan, rather between the legs of the Shulchan. And that's what the board of the Shulchan was put. So rather what you have to say is, to answer Rabbein Tam's questions, that with a board of the table that does not have a Teich, that it is Mekabel Tumah and not Teich. We say that the border of the baker is only rabbinic. So that's like the one who says that the border of the shulchan was above. Where obviously, according to him, the midrabanan tameya, it's rabbinically going to be tamei. And regarding biblical, is that's where we have the question. But Rabbeinu the Meikah, according to Rabbeinu Elazar, that's lenient regarding the board of the bakers. And Mishum Deshem, because maybe biblically it's tar. And then we're not stringent to say that, that if you make the board and then you attach it, that's going to remain tummy. Rather, we say that, once you attach it to the wall, it's going to be tar. In contrast to the case of the mikvah over there, that Mayim Shuvim are biblically possible, that we're momachm b'chakal psev kava. Or Yinami, another approach you could say is, Ahu shinui de perka mechaz abayis. That answers that the board of the bakers is like pshutik leitz and it's only rabbinically tummy. It's a liquor biechen. It's not like a biechenan who holds that we learn it from the shulchan that it should be tummy. But a maskan lekoi. But according to the conclusion, we don't remain with that. And b'chim pirsham either the Rashba, the Rashbam, kahi maskano lekaima. We don't remain with that maskama. So you can't ask from that gemara from the daf shel nachta. Voidishlam. Additionally, it says what you could say. The truth is that the tavla misapeches is tummy natar, or at least a suffix. And the board of the bakers is rabbinic, because you can't compare the board of the shulchan to that of the bakers, because the hadim b'aylon metamal masapechas. This that we have a question regarding the this board that can flip over, and the gemara thinks to say that it's going to be kabbalat, even though it does not have a base kibul. Hayim, that's the reason, because the mishameshes as adam, because this tavla, this board, serves a person. Misham she adam also serves that which serves a person, but not the person directly. Katan says kind parshav yibay yemei shmini. When it says in the Torah kli eitz, this is going to be mekabel tumah. So yochel avasulim, you think it applies to a ladder, v'hakoylov, which is a certain type of like a beam that's wide on the bottom and narrow on the top, and the storekeeper puts his merchandise knocked into that board, and v'nechusa, which is a piece of wood which they put beneath the vessels, Lamanaira and the candelabra, and maybe these are also considered vessels in Mekabel Tumah. Tamalema, it says no mikol kli, it's from all wooden vessels. from blood kokle, it's not all wooden vessels. Okay, then Yachashani might say Shulchan as a tavla vesadulviki. So you would think, okay, that would exclude also a table and the tavla and the dulviki, which is a small table that they prepare the food and the drink for the shmog before they bring it out to the table with the people all around. Tamalama, no, it says kolkli. Reba, kol is coming to include. So what do you see to include these and exclude these? Achashriba kazamiyat, once the pasuk is including and excluding. Tamalama sak, because the pasuk says one of the other items is a sackcloth. So we're comparing. Masak miyuchad, just like a sackcloth is distinct. Shemeshamash adam es meshamashi adam, that you could put in things that serve the person, and it could also serve things that serve a person, but not the person directly. Afanimar besa shulchan besa tavla besa lufke. So I'm going to include these three items. Shemeshamash adam es meshamashi adam. It serves man and the things that serve man. But I'm going to exclude the latter. Shemeshamash adam, it serves man. Vein meshamash es meshamashi adam, does not serve things that serve man. It's only a person that uses it. And because of the chuzav manayda, those three items, shemeshamash adam, meshamash adam, and meshamash adam, it only serves the things that serve man, which are his vessels, and not the man himself. So Tais proves that regarding this, that it's fit to function for it to serve man and his things that serve him, that itself is a reason to consider it like a vessel that has a receptacle. Because as Tais explains about Kochin, Kishain Ruin Lamedris Mayr, we must be talking about that it's not fit these things to lay on. And the reason is Meloid Nok and Mita Kisav Asapsov, and the fact that we don't pick a bed, a chair, and a bench. Also, because if we're talking about something that's for Medrash, then I would have known that the Mekabel Tuma from the fact that you can include it from Mishkev, from the halacha of things that you lay on. Now, Ukshein Lam Beis Kibbutz Namer also has to be talking about that these are things that don't have a receptacle. Metaloikom, from the fact that it doesn't say, oh, let's compare it to Sack, to say Masak, Metaltim Alabrik, and just like Sack is used to carry things full and empty. And rather, it says a different drasha from Sack, which is Mishamish Adam and Mishamish Adam. So obviously it sounds like that these things don't have a base kibble. Now obviously, from the fact that it's fit to Mishamish Adam Mishamish, that itself is a reason that it's like a kli that has a receptacle. Then the difficulty is that if the tavla is learned from this drasha of Sak, so why does the Gemara Menaches have a question that according to the one that holds Miskat is Lamalo, do we say is the tavla Mesapechas Tomei or not? So Tais explains, the question of Menaches was like this. The question was, Idrasha Gemura, is this drasha from Sak that we just mentioned a bona fide drasha, or is Mahmam was just an illusion? And therefore, we say that the Talmud Mesapeches is a situation of Safik. What that means to say is that, yes, most definitely, since it functions for man and the things that serve man, so it's Mekabel Tuma, but this question is that not Taira, or is it Midrabanan, and the Pasuk is only a Smachta? And Taira proves that even though we say that's a drasha, you could say it's a Smachta. Because obviously, even according to one that says that the border was on the bottom, which we learn out from the Shulchan of the Mikdash, that this Tavla Mesapechas is Tamei. Now, Afapi, even though that according to him, there's also two drushes, learning out from the Shulchan of the Mikdash and learning out from the Sak, but Shekola drusha tzricha, that all the drushes are necessary. He deters Kayanim, Liderbuy, Misham Shadam, which is this drusha from Sak. And by Shulchan Atar, and this that we say that the Shulchan that's Tar, which means obviously the Shulchan can be Mekabel Tuma, that Itzroch Lelamed is necessary to teach Shemekbin Oysel Arugalim, because we say we lift it up for the Arugalim, and therefore it's Mekabel Tuma. But Mekal Malkin, still, the limit that you learn from Sak, Le'in Tavla, regarding this of Tavla, Lav Drasha Gemura, is not a bona fide Drasha. And the reason is because the Tavla Mesapech is not from the Shulchan Atar, we're learning that from the other drasha, Shulchan Atar. So obviously, that the primary drasha of Sak is coming to tell us regarding Shulchan and Dovliki, regarding the two other cases, and just mentions those are Tavla, which again, because it's a Smachta. And so just like the Mandam Meskat Lamata, some of them are a Smachta, so the Koran Mandam Meskat Lamalo, so that's the Gemara's doubt, maybe the whole drasha is a Smachta. And so he says, now we can understand the difference between Tavla Mesapechas to the board of the bakers, where the tavla sends a function for the Adam and Meshamshav, so therefore we have a doubt, is it Tamina Torah? In contrast, Davshal Nachtaimin, regarding the board of the bakers, the Pshita Lanshi Midrabban, which obviously we know is Midrabban, and the reason is because in Meshamshav, it doesn't serve for man and the things that serve man, and therefore most definitely it's not Tamina Torah. But rabbinically, it's Tamei, because the Chamo Geizer, and they board to have Alach of Tamei. Not to his bother, how is it possible to say, Rabbanu Geizer on the Davshal Nachtaimin? The other mashmachal dochter, but this, it sounds like all places, the pshudikli eats, that all smooth, non-receptacle wooden vessels, I fill it to the rabban last but doesn't have rabbinic tomo, could the mashmach prayer shchun, like it sounds like an inning chulin, that the gimel meraf. The common thing where it tells us, tummy b'kadashim, to have regarding a tummy person, regarding shechting kadshim, that how you going out and doing this, Shabbat the kremishal khan, the b'shachabad, that he inspects the reed and he slaughters with it. Now, that's how he does it, because it's something that's not makabel tuma. But v'akarchin kishasa klimar, it must be that he made a vessel out of it, because the oila twin a kli. A kudshim, a carbon of oila, needs to be shechted with a vessel. U b'perik kol ma'arv, and the Gemara, even if l'manav, l'manav says, the shakal b'shud the kli eats, so that he takes it with a wooden vessel. So obviously, it's telling, what it means, so it's, I mean, that's how you could do it in a way that it remains tar. And that's what we're saying regarding this of taking a kremish alkana, that because it's a pshutikli aids, and they're also in the Gemara and even that you're saying you take a pshutikli aids, which again these are all rise that you see that these are ways of remaining tar. Regarding the reed of the olives, which you check to see if the olives are soft, and we say that oh. The parch the Gemara asks, what I mean pshutikli eitzu? It's a smooth wooden vessel, which the Gemara says obviously it's not makabel tuma. But again, you see this the perikam the Shabbos the first perik Shabbos of the Zayin Medav kli eitzu v'schuches wooden vessel and glass pshutayim tayirim afil mirabon and their smooth vessels are tar even rabbinically dumin the kli schuches which similar to glass, which again all the same idea you see this not makabel tuma even rabbinically. Welcome the perikin. Later on the perik David Beis on the Beis the Amad the Gemara tells us sicha bechitzim zacharim avtum makes chach out of the male part of an arrow, share it's going to be kosher. Now, but even though it doesn't have a receptacle, because the male part, but if it's even mekabotum rabbinically, it would be invalid for schach, because afil matloni is, because even rag, shem is not even that 3x3, and manitza pishton, and just bundles of flax, even that is possibly we invalidate. Avagav lo mekabotum, even though it's not mekabotum. So obviously, pshutikli aids don't have to even rabbinically. So why is it different than the davshan nachtim, that on that they weren't geyser? So on that says Tosfos kol hani lo duma ladavshan nachtim. No, all these cases are not comparable to the board of the bakers. And the reason is machmash hadaf and rechavim, since the boards are very wide, v'rol nichle and dava and fit to put something on them, gozrele and they were geyser on them. The duma la base cable because it's similar to a receptacle. That's why can bishop b'kunchem nachzav grashy explains the nachzav tzadik v'am base. To my high time for that reason, temeya tavla mesabechas right. So that's why actually there's a biblical tuma on the tavla mesabechas. L'mad dama meskayt l'mata is according to the one that holds that the border was on the bottom. Because Rashi doesn't explain like Tosfos that the reason why it's tummy is because rather because its receptacle is wide, and so to Tosfos explains according to that the reason why Rabbanim are geizer on the Dav Shanachtim and not all through the Kliates is because the Dav, since it's wide and fit to receive things, so therefore it's like a Kli Kibble. Regarding all other through the Kliates, however, that it doesn't have a base kibble, it's going to be tar. Tosfos adds on that this that we need to explain this difference between Dav Shal Nachtim regarding all other Pshutik Liyetz, that's only because we explained that the Dav Shal Nachtim is not Misham Shamshir Adam. But says Tosfos, if you have a Muslim name, but if we would be able to say the Dav Shal Nachtim, that the board of the bakers have a Ketav L'Mishamish Adam Shamshir Adam, that's like a board which serves people and serves the things that serve people, ah, Koshkin Nechat Fei, for sure it would be okay, it makes sense, because the Leidim L'Chalani, for sure it's not compared to all those other ones, Davalim Rabban Tairin, even rabbinically they're tar because they're not made to be Misham Shamshir Adam. But where's the Dav Shal Nachtim? Had it been Misham 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 then it would be, and therefore that's why it would be tummy in contrast to those other things. Next test master begins with Zigmar by Chiyach Tzitz Vezer. And you can't prove it from the case of the head plate and from the crown that goes around the vessels. Kushle not men tire me that those, the tire does not give a measurement. But Tzitz bothered. What I mean, Vodim, I think I said previously, the Tzitz, Racham Shetz boys, that the head plate is 2 finger breadth wide. So it's that's only rabbinically. Mishum looks like it says in the pasuk al metzchay on his forehead. So it doesn't say how much, but shir metzchay tells us the measurement of the forehead. V'stam metzach rechem shtei etzbayis, and generally a forehead is a width of 2 finger breadth. But mi rivam avar, she actually explained differently. He says that tzitzay munach b'reish, the head plate was actually on the head, and hence al metzchay doesn't mean on the forehead; it means actually above the forehead. Now the reason why he says this is Mishum Nikashla, because he was bothered by the following question. Mashna Gabi Kohen Gadol Lekar Mitznevis, why is the head of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest called Mitznevis? Look at the Chsilik, says in the Pasuk, but sometimes it says, oh, Reish Reish put the Mitznevis on his head. But Ksimon says, Mitznevis about Yitznois. And Sotubam HaPerikam, the Gittin says in the first by Gittin of Zayin HaMedav, Bismancha Mitznevis, Reish Kohen Gadol, when the Mitznevis is the head on the top, on the head of the Kohen Gadol, Teatot, but Reish Kohen Gadol, then a crown for the Chassan should be on all people. So you see, it's calling him a snappas. Whereas a b'kain head, you cut off mikbayis. The pasuk calls it mikbayis because it's like it says b'chan shemayis mikbayis taslem. So Lavad, they rather says obviously Meshunas Hayuzim Mizu. The reason why they had different names because they were different. The Shakayin head, you'd get the Shakayin God because the Kayin head, just regular Kayin's hat was bigger than that of the Kayin God. The reason is that Tzitz Hayudaycha is because the Tzitz was pushing away the hat. So the Tvilin can read in Perikshin as Vacham and Abyotism and Alv. Sar Hayinir bin Snitzel Misnefes. The hear was visible between the Kayin God's head plate and his hat. Shasham and Nechtun, that's where he put the Tvilin. Now, so it says, but Kayin head, you'd. A regular priest, although he also had to wear tefillin, as we continue to advise, he was able to put it where the Kohen Gadol puts the head plate, because the makam b'reish shadoi lehanich b'shnei tefillin, because there's space on the head where you could put two pairs of tefillin, which where the Kohen Gadol put his tefillin on top of the tzitz, the regular Kohen, his head was bigger, and he put the tefillin where the Kohen Gadol had his tzitz. Because the b'reish amoyt tefillin, like we find in Gemara even of Tzadikim and Beis, says there's room on the head where to put two pairs of tefillin. And again, therefore, he says that the tzitz was on the head, and that was saying that it was on top of the forehead. That's why the misnevis had to be smaller, and that's why it had its own name, which is called misnevis and not mikvayis. Now, since the Kohen Hedyut wore only tefillin and didn't wear the tzitz, so therefore his head was wider than Kohen Gadol. Now, since the hat of the Kohen Gadol was not as big as that of the Kohen Hedyut, so therefore the Kohen Gadol was called Mitznefes, and again, the Kohen Hedyut was called Mikbas. Now, Tais asked in Riva, the hold that the tzitz was not on his forehead, rather on his head. So he says that, because again, we had the tefillin over there, and he had on top of the tefillin, he had his head plate, which was on top of the Metzach. But it says it was on the Metzach, which means on the forehead. So he says no, and the Gisa should be Hamitagaminon. But what I mean actually, the Aramaic translation is Beninahi, is between his eyes. So to the contrary, from the Targum we see that it had to be Bein Einav, which is actually where the Tefillin is, because it also says Bein Einecha. And Vaminim Pergamim, we say in Kedushan Samachavim, and Avgab Yanei Melech, but Hakim Lem Tzitz, look at them with the Tzitz that's Bein Einecha, which we see is again, that's where the Tzitz is, and that place says, so what's Bein Einecha? I Bein Einecha, Mashma, Kumei Bein Einecha, the Sabbat Gabi Tefillin. Which is Shakol, because everything, the tefillin and the tzitz, were both, but good v'shalayish, were on the height of the head, meaning just like you don't wear tefillin on the forehead, above, on the head. So too, the tzitz was also bein einecha, which was on the forehead. But it's not really so worked out, this pshat. Mishum the tefillin, yod b'sefer kum etzirab v'gzer shava, because regarding tefillin, yeah, I know it says bein einecha, but the gemara menachat, that it's lam exam and beis, lo nizam v'gzer shava. How do we know Bein Necha means not between the eyes literally, but rather on the top of the head? You know, Malaysia Simakarcha in the Gears is not Bereshim, but Bein Einechem, which we learn out that you're not supposed to go out and create a bald spot. Obviously, it's B'makom Sar, where there's here. So we learn out Bein Einechem also, by Tefillin, means in the place of here. But it sounds like that the simple understanding of Bein Necha, that you need Gzeir Shava. But in general, that actually would be on the far, not like Riva. So this actually comes to reject Riva. That he wants to prove from this that obviously the Mitznefes was smaller than Mikbas, and because obviously the Tzitz was on, and therefore obviously the Tzitz was on the head, and therefore that's why the place of the Mitznefes was smaller, which obviously on the head, not on the forehead. So that's the Tzitz says, no, Mekamakam Afilo, Yitzitz al Metzal Mamash, no, even if the head plate was on the forehead, literally, Mekamakam Yitzach Likshar had Tzitz, Vat Filim Achariya, Reishai, forget about the forehead, yeah, could be the Tzitz was on the forehead. But it's still going to make the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol smaller because it pushed away the mitznefes, the head of the Kohen Gadol, in the back where you tied them. You have to tie the tzitz and the tefillin. So therefore, that tying took up space for the mitznefes, which made it smaller than the mikbas. But then Tzitz asks, on this day we're saying the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol is smaller than the mikbas. What do I mean in Peregrin the human? This day we say in the first Peregrin human, the bigger the Kohen Gadol, the Yom Kippurim, the garments, the white garments of the Kohen Gadol, the one Yom Kippurim, which are the four garments, Kishon the Kohen head, is Kishon the Kohen head all year round. I have the big loving said Mitznefes, but by the big loving of the Kohen Gadol, the Yom Kippurim said Mitznefes, and tell me they were smaller than the Mikbas of the Kohen Hedjit. So as Tais says, yeah, but Shabbat God, Ma'ayu Chutz Mitznefes, we're saying that this day the Kohen head, you can use it regarding the three other garments, except for the hat. But Ami Yabalashin Gemara, Ashkechan, Dikar Mitznefes, Lahid the Kohen Hedjit. But the Ma'ayu says, you find in the wording of the Gemara that it calls even the hat of the Kohen Hedjit a Mitznefes. I mean, Perik Shrein, like we're saying in the first Perik of Chavayim and Al, it says regarding the lottery, they would take the hat of one of them and use them as nevis, even though it's not my kohen head yerubin. Vaykash, traditionally what's typical, the lahayit tzitz b'yom kippurim b'gdei lavan. There actually was no tzitz on yom kippurim with the white garments, so b'lo mekor l'mes nevis. Why call them as nevis? Only reason why it's nevis because it's smaller, because the tzitz, but you didn't have the tzitz to make it smaller. Why would it be a smaller hat? Says Teisa b'shema, but maybe after Pekin has a ketanik and nevis called l'shan. Maybe the kohen gadol always wore the same size hat, even on yom kippurim, which were special garments, even though then they wouldn't wear tzitz because that was the size of hat that he always did. Mind Teisa, even tzadhim be'd the remaskal makor.